7:45 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back tomorrow. Joining us right now, becoming the voice of baseball around these parts, Ryan Ripken. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on? Good morning. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
I had a great weekend, man. Listen, before we go Orioles, I'll bring a text conversation we had to air because my baseball man crush is that guy Christian Walker, man. I've liked him since he was really in the Orioles organization. I understand the Orioles kind of chose Mountcastle over him. And at the time, you really can't argue with it. But he has turned himself into one hell of a major league hitter.
Yeah, he really has. I mean, we went back to talk about the Gamecock days. And, you know, I didn't get a chance to get to know him, you know, as a person. You know, I spent a little bit of time down, actually his first year in pro ball when he joined the Orioles was my 1 year down at South Carolina. So he came back to train, you know, and I remember just when he came back and everyone talked about the legend that was Christian Walker, because he was unstoppable in college. But everyone I talked to about saying they loved him as a teammate, and his approach is so good. And Christian was a great example because he was a great hitter coming through the Orioles organization. And not only were you trying to figure out what to do with him, and there was another guy, too, with Trey Mancini.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of them.
You know, the O's had to make a decision. At the time, you really didn't think anything of it, just going, man, you know, just not a spot for him, you know. But it goes to show, just like we're seeing throughout around the majors, you know, you might not latch on and have the success in the place that you start. And he goes out to Arizona and catches fire. And now he's being a part of the Houston Astros, which actually to me might be the team to beat.
Oh, yes.
In the American League. So I'm right there with you. I think Christian Walker is such an underrated bat. I know he's been off to a slower start this year, but really, really great player.
Well, Ryan, what's making Trevor Rogers so good, and can we start to buy into this? I mean, we've seen a couple of games now where he's just looked spot on.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, right? I think this is what everyone was hoping when the trade deadline, when the Orioles acquired him at the deadline, right? And look, we're not going to fully know anything until finishing out this year, going into next year and seeing what happens, right? You know, trades like this, when they start to turn a corner, you want to see how long can you continue to do that. But what I do love, you know, and I was listening to his comments after this game down in Atlanta and saying, oh, his velo was down a little bit and saying, you know, a little bit hotter. But he said something and he goes, you know, I control my pitches and I can keep it around the zone. My 92, 93 can play like 95.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Trevor Rogers that was the all-star form, a guy where he could control the ball. And if his velo, which he never was like that flamethrower, right? But if he can control his pitches and that can make his fastball even better, he can be really, really solid. And he's been more than solid, right? I mean, he's been the Orioles' best starting pitcher in his limited action up in the big league so far this year. So I'm really encouraged by it. And the other thing, too, this is what the Orioles, and this is, you know, this is no knock to anybody, but last year when Corbin Burnes was on the mound, I mean, you had Kyle Bradish. When a guy took the mound and your team had the confidence that you were going to win because of who was having the ball in his hand, that's how it feels with Trevor Rogers.
Yep.
You're sitting there going, oh, okay, oh, it's who got the ball today? Oh, Rogers got the ball. We got a shot. And that confidence for a team that it brings in itself is valuable. So I'm excited. And obviously, though, I know that everyone's going to look at what's happening down in Miami with my guy Stowers. I'm hoping and I think this could just be a great trade at the end of the day for each team involved.
There you go. I agree with you on that. Ryan Ripken joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ryan, the Orioles went into Atlanta 39-49 and now sitting at 40-49, getting closer and closer to that 500 mark. You know, getting this thing under 10 has to be a big boost for this ball club going into a day off today.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with how the Texas series ended, you know, where you felt like you had that big victory in extra innings. And then Texas once again won the series. And then you're sitting there going to Atlanta going, dang, all right, well, let's try to salvage this road trip and have it be 500. And then you do one better. You go down and you take care of a really struggling Braves team. You win the close games. You win in extra innings, right? You're finding ways to win. And that was something for the Orioles and why they were so far below 500 is that when it got into those moments, they were finding ways to lose the game, not win them. And so, I mean, look, we know what the mountain they have to climb to really get into this, and they got to make some decisions. But for a ball club, you're right. You know, you go home with another positive road trip, and you're sitting there going, hey, if we can continue this up and you're still looking at the American League, once again, the wild card, that last spot, I believe, is going to be there. You know, but for Baltimore, you still have to keep climbing the ranks. But getting under 10 games under 500, now you can think about it. Hey, we get another good sweep here. You know, you take care of business. You know, then that momentum continues to grow. So definitely monumental. But it doesn't mean anything if you come home and can't continue to ride that out. Because the other thing, too, is Baltimore has to win at home. They have to find ways to win at Camden Yards, which is something like the whole year that they just haven't done particularly well.
Hey, Ryan, you had a chance to sit down with Enrique Bradfield Jr. Only got a few minutes left. What'd you learn about him?
EBJ, if you don't know him, you are going to absolutely love him. I mean, the Spark Notes, and that interview's out on YouTube right now. We don't know how his baseball career is going to turn out, but I think it's a bright one with how good he is defensively, his mindset, his approach. But when you talk to him, he's about the we, not the I. And his approach to life and how he goes about his business is everything you want to embody. So if you guys are interested in getting to know more about the person, Enrique Bradfield Jr., and also you look up how he is being described as a player, should get you really excited in Birdland. But such a high character guy that I am just hoping nothing but the best for.
There he is, Ryan Ripken. Ryan, tell us about the podcast.
Ryan Ripken Show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll be ripping it with Bob Haney.
Oh, sorry.
Which is called Ripping with Ryan. Yeah, I got it this time on Friday, 12 to 2. And somewhere mixed in between, I'll be doing Baltimore baseball tonight this week.
There you go.
I'm a fan.
Great stuff,
you're
man.
The man. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
All right, guys. Have a great week.